At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom! Hour number 2, one-on-one. Appreciate you hanging out with us. The Sauter Heavy text line, 402-464-5685. Want to be a part of what we're doing? Hit us up. Say what's up. Fist bump. Appreciate you. You can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Apple Channel 961. Amazon Prime if you're fancy. Download the Ticket app. It should be on all of your devices. And if you are not following us on social media, on all the platforms, get to it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it now. Do it.
Do it. Do it.
It's good for you. Good for us. Good for you. Bach and I have been just... I should always apologize two things before I start a show. Again, the Forrest Gump rule applies. You never know what you're going to get with one-on-one. We're all going to be all over the place. And whatever I study for and plan on discussing, it goes down a different rabbit hole, and we stay there until the next rabbit hole appears. So apologize in advance. And the other side of it is poor Bach, like on the breaks, he gets stories that I could not tell on air. Because you have to explain why things work the way that they do. And to understand the experience, like I was reading today that Oklahoma's athletic director is stepping down. And that is such a position of, it's a unique fraternity. And with any fraternity, so if you're a league owner, so if you're a commissioner, team owner of a pro sports team, you're the chancellor, dean, athletic director at a major university. There is a fraternity or sorority or whatever you want, a Greek society of management and trust, because you have to look behind the curtain. You cannot do business in those places and spaces without looking behind the curtain to know how it really works. And it never works the way you think it's going to work. Like you, it's never the way. I was at an NFL owners meeting, man, 95, 96, 94, because you were hearing about the expansion for Jacksonville and Carolina. We as fans, we have no idea how business is done. We just don't. As much information as they give us, their deals and secret emails and letters being sent about how business is being done. And then why? And then long-term goals. And as we were talking about, you know, NFL salaries. Well, the same story can be told for the NBA, right? Same stories can be told. I mean, to go that the current NFL salary at $2 million, the average salary 60 years ago was $10,000. So the evolution of it. And this is why when we talk about college and NIL and transfer portal, because the players in the 90s for Nebraska, while they had some financial perk, it is nothing compared to the guy that only wins 7 games. It's hard to decipher how much money young people get now, because the young people who earned money decades ago didn't get it. And the system has to right itself. And in righting itself, it overswings. Like, it fully overswings. Right? And then you have to, not only do the people in charge have to set rules for how they're going to deal with the athletes. More importantly, Bach, they have to set rules to protect them against themselves. Because as we said, there are owners who, once they find out the rules, once they learn what they can't do, you have to make sure you've told them what they can. Because Al Davis, the Raiders, when the mantra tells you if you're not treating, you're not cheating, you're not trying, they're serious. Serious business. That the Dallas Cowboys in 1995 decided to circumvent the contract agreements between the owners and to back end Deion Sanders' $35 million contract. Well, we followed the rules. We followed the rules. And that's where we are.
Well, that's like this weekend, you know, to talk about kind of the skirting the rules or trying to figure out. I saw the report that five-star offensive tackle Felix Ojo has inked a three-year, $5.1 million revenue share deal with Texas Tech. And so the wording of that, obviously, a little bit new. Now you're having rev share deals. And obviously, that's, we figure every school gets, around that $20 million, right? And then whatever it is, $14 million goes toward football. So it's going to be interesting to follow that and then see the difference between rev share deals and then just deals we see outside of that, which, of course, they're trying to kind of curtail a little bit.
Again, who are the rules for? The rules aren't for the athlete. The rules, because the rich people with money, the intelligent people with money, who don't always work from character and integrity, they're doing business. Their priority is money, business. The moment you say that we're doing business, then you're having a different conversation. And the owners have said, well, quite frankly, if I'm going to dive in this pool, sharks, I need the biggest, baddest shark. I need to be the biggest, baddest shark. And so they set rules. The NCAA was trying to set rules to protect programs from themselves, because the program with the most money will always feel like they can just spend more money to be the best. And it no longer becomes about being the best. It becomes about spending money. And then if you're competing and you're chasing somebody at the top of the mountain and they're there because of money, what is your only resource? More money. You have to change the way you do business. You have to change the way you live, quite frankly. And it's been pretty impressive. I was just sent a text. I would have got this number wrong. What's the average salary in the NBA currently, Bach? 2024, 25. The average salary. I was wrong. Man, I was wrong.
Yeah, they've exploded over the last couple of years. Say eight?
$12 million a year, yeah. Bruh. $12 million. In 2015, the average was $8 million. It's not $12 million. $12 million.
Yeah, it's crazy, especially with the NBA contracts. I always look at it because I always go back to Matthew Dellavedova, because when they kind of expanded or raised the salary cap quite significantly, he was free agency or whatever coming off the Cleveland Cavs run, and he got more money in that than the television contracts for major college football conferences. Ridiculous. I mean, the amount of money that some of those contracts are worth are just, for the University of Nebraska would be fantastic.
Well, but this is why. The NIL thing only opens the door. The revenue share only opens the door to some peek behind the curtain to see the Wizard of Oz and how things really, the all-powerful Oz. And you peek behind it and, well, wait a minute. It's just a man working from his own agenda and motivation. But the reality is, when they finally slip and tell you how business is being done behind the scenes, we should be stunned by the fact that it's Texas Tech at the top of this statement. Because if this is what Texas Tech is doing, where would you put Texas Tech in the hierarchy of collegiate sports business? You wouldn't put them at the top, other than the fact that it's a Texas Power Four.
I was thinking, even ranking it in Texas, Texas and Texas A&M got to be above them.
SMU told you they're going to be ahead of you. SMU told you out loud. SMU was doing gangster stuff back with Eric Dickerson and Craig James, the Pony Express. So much so, they had to shut the program down. They're like, y'all do too much. And this was SMU. This wasn't. Tell me what Texas is doing by looking at SMU. Tell me what Texas A&M is doing by looking at Texas Tech. Because what Texas Tech is doing, there is zero chance that Texas A&M is going to allow Texas Tech to become the big dog in the state of Texas when it comes to money for collegiate athletics. And what happens, Nebraska said, we don't want to do business the way Texas is doing business 20 years ago. And Nebraska would have told you, we had the resources, the financial resources that Texas had. They would have said that. Now, it wouldn't necessarily have been true, but in their minds, at least the resource, because at least in Texas, their NFL teams and NBA teams and Major League Baseball teams to take some of that resource. There's no competitor when it comes to the state of Nebraska. So every dollar that would go into athletics at some point was going to Nebraska until Creighton basketball and et cetera. But the reality is there's still no real competitor when it comes to Nebraska athletics. And if you're Nebraska fans will tell you, we're a better program than Texas Tech. Say it out loud, right?
Yeah. Historically, yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Historically, yeah. Right? Okay, right? So wait a minute. At what point does Nebraska look over at Texas Tech and go, what? So if you're a Husker fan, you should probably start thinking about that. That if that's what Texas Tech is doing, what do you think Nebraska is going to be doing? And the rules that are set in place, collectives working at a volume, right, with distance, but still control and power and say so. And then the region.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And then the administrators, and then the compliance people. And they're all in place to protect them from themselves. Because if you let them go, they would go bonkers. Now, there are Husker fans that would tell you, I don't care what the number would be. Go spend it. We'll buy the tickets as long as we win national championship. Bach, you as a Husker fan, you would pay extra for season tickets for them to win a Big Ten football title, right?
Yeah.
Is there a number?
Well, for everybody, there is. I mean, your own.
Right, your own situation, your own household. But Bach, you, if there was a way that said, listen, here's the number that 100,000 Husker fans are going to have to pay, or 1 million Husker fans. There's an amount that you're all going to have to contribute for us to win a Big Ten football title.
If it was guaranteed, absolutely. The problem is Nebraska's been throwing money for a long time, and it hasn't really brought home a whole lot of success.
Right? There's a million. There's a. Have they done a study to figure out how many Husker fans there are?
I don't know.
Right? I mean, if the population is 2 million, what percentage of the 2 million that live in the state of Nebraska are Husker football fans?
I think 75-80% of them at least.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to know what that number is. I'm sure there's a texter that knows that number. But that would be a study that I need to have. For Big Ten football programs, what percentage of the people in the state of origin are actually fans of the program? And that number has to be higher for Nebraska than any other Power Four.
Yeah, I would think so.
Right? Like, there's nothing close to it. By a lot, actually. What other state would be in the conversation? Not Florida, not Texas, not Oklahoma. Oklahoma, but Oklahoma State carries enough juice, right, for that not to be the case. What other state is there?
Trying to think of somebody that's isolated. I mean, Missouri. There's a lot of
Oregon's stones. Numbers wouldn't be Nebraska's. No. Washington's numbers wouldn't be Nebraska's. Right.
I mean,
Colorado's number wouldn't be Nebraska's.
Alabama has got Auburn.
Penn State. Pitt. The Pitt Panthers exist. I mean, they've won, yeah. Right?
Arkansas.
No. Because Arkansas, I mean, you're talking about, like, not even Tennessee, because Memphis and Arkansas cross over. I mean, those borders are so blended. If you go to Little Rock, it's really a thing. Not even Alabama with Auburn.
Yeah.
Right? Not Georgia with Georgia Tech. Like, that's a discussion point. But Oklahoma State, I mean, think about it. You have to remember the Thurman Thomas, Barry Sanders, Oklahoma State teams. That they drew enough, you know, plus really cool colors, plus they have other programs, baseball and wrestling, that carry, you know, juice for the squeeze. Wisconsin? Good call, Texter, 0283. Good call. Wisconsin would be close?
Yeah.
What other colleges are there in Wisconsin?
Well, Marquette for basketball.
For basketball, but, yeah. Right?
For football.
Right?
Wisconsin Whitewater.
Right. Like, I mean, I think, you know, but you're right that they have the Packers to pull financial resource from. And quite frankly, the Packers lead the way when it comes to money. Idaho, no. The Vandals, I know, I have friends who played, you know, play for the Vandals, and they carry sauce. Yeah, they carry some serious sauce. When it comes to that state. As a matter of fact, Idaho State as well. I mean, it's such a unique space that I would think.
Hawaii, maybe?
Oh.
I mean, because there's a lot of island pride.
Oh.
This is the one time Nebraska and Hawaii are in the same sentence together.
How about that? But still not close. I mean, the Bows matter. Like, it is a cultural thing. Minnesota, no, because again, they've got a whole bastion of other
pro sports.
Yeah, pro sports will draw. But the percentage of Husker football, because it even pulls Creighton into the pool. So it's unique, and those rules are set to protect the elites from the elites. So if Nebraska decided to resource all of the state's resources in winning a Big Ten football title, that they would have more resource per capita than anybody else. Control of the population would matter. I mean, Texas would still tell you that even splitting it eight ways, it's still dollar for dollar, there's more value in Texas, California, Florida, but human for human, I'm not sure anybody's in a better situation than Nebraska. And the rules that are put in place, the NCAA putting rules in place, that when Nebraska looks at Texas Tech and SMU and them telling you that the $25 million isn't enough, like, we can go way over that and we'll pay whatever fines are required for that. If you're a Nebraska fan, you have to be peeking over the fence and have some idea about what other people are spending. We have the discussion. There's a lot of discussion online about Nebraska's recruiting for the month of June, mm-hmm. and where it belongs. And you say, well, yeah, Nebraska has elevated its recruiting in July. That if you have the conversations of three or four stars all of a sudden deciding to choose Nebraska from its own vacuum, that is impressive. It's a step up. But you also have to remember that they play in a conference where Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon exist, Penn State. They exist. Those four are already 400 paces ahead of you and have already invested in those 400 steps of resource and talent. That none of us would say that Nebraska has more talent on its roster than any of those four schools. Bach, is that a fair statement?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And that they're also generating more money in those spaces, right? And they're having more success in those spaces. They're winning more games in those spaces. in the Big Ten. But also the reality is that Ohio State just pulled four additional five-star. And it's great that Nebraska's pulling four stars, but the big dogs are collecting big dogs. So you have to go, okay, yes, we're doing better, but we're still not doing what they're doing. And we're also not spending what they're spending.
Well, and it's better like it has been compared to Wisconsin and Iowa and Minnesota, but yet you keep losing to Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota.
So. That part, Bach. That, doggone it. Doggone it. Those things, wins and losses. Right? So it's interesting to watch what other folks are doing. And I'm not saying being obsessed about looking, you know, over your into your neighbor's backyard to find out what they're doing. You know whether your house is in order and how you're working. But my goodness gracious, the NCAA with the Big Ten Conference, the Big Ten Conference itself in managing, the reason why you need a commissioner is somebody that allows the great to be great, gives opportunity and fairness to everybody, and then keeps the great ones, the elite ones, from hurting themselves against each other. Because the Big Ten Conference makes the money that it does in TV revenue in every sport because of its elites, but also that it protects the lower level. It has to, because Ohio State can't compete with the SEC. The Big Ten can't compete with the SEC if Northwestern is winless in football. If Indiana is not good in baseball. If Illinois is not a name that draws eyes to the television. The SEC also has the same issue. It has to make sure that Vanderbilt football is watchable. It's watchable. That's where they make their money. Yes. 18 teams in the Big Ten that in any combination, six of them are national programs. National programs of interest. That two of the programs in the Big Ten are legitimate contenders for the Big Ten title and the national title. Two of 18. That's it. Now, Penn State will whisper, you know, we're still here. Michigan will still whisper, we're here. But are they? Really? Bach? If you had to bet that either that Penn State would either win or not win, and you had to bet that, that Penn State will win or not win the Big Ten Conference football title, what would you bet?
Yeah, Penn State or the field, I'm taking the field.
Right? If it's Wisconsin, what do you bet?
Against Wisconsin.
If it's Michigan, what do you bet?
I'm betting against Michigan.
The only two that you would consider that legitimately are working and doing business on a level to win the Big Ten and or national title is Ohio State and Oregon. Those are... We can jibber jab all we want about the other programs, but and text line, tell me if I'm wrong. Tell us if we're wrong. The same could be said for the SEC. But how many SEC teams, if you went through the list, and here's what I'll do. I'll give you time over the break. The SEC Conference, Southeastern Conference, how many teams would you bet that they actually have a shot to win the SEC title, and I would guarantee you that those same teams are the ones you would consider for the national title. We'll get Box List and yours when we come back.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.